For decades, TV has been an escape from our everyday life.
We use reality TV to escape our jobs, children, and most of our responsibilities.
Born out of the pandemic with two friends who became coworkers, I'm Greg.
And I'm Demetria.
Join us to escape reality. Hello.
Welcome back, everyone.
Episode 168.
All right. I was going to do a new intro again, but there's no holiday and I just didn't know what to go with. So I was just like, whatever.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I was on the edge of my seat.
I know. I thought about it. I was thinking about it for a couple of days. Like, what am I going to say? Like, what's up? And I was like, no, that doesn't sound like me. Oh, I'm going to come up with something good.
You need like a tagline.
I know. I don't know. I think about that sometimes. Like, I like to have a signature phrase, like a catchphrase. Like, everybody knows that's my thing.
I mean, you know what I say, like living the dream all the time.
You do. You do.
Remember Deanna? You know what I use? I use Deanna all the time. I remember she's like, best day of my life. And it was like, she used to walk around and you tell everyone it was the best day of her life every day.
And that is a good way to think. Because it wasn't always the best day of her life.
No, I think she's dead.
What?
I asked someone about her and they're like, oh no, she's, and I was like, where is she? And like, people don't know where she's like, she's gone. And then I messaged her and they're like, this isn't her phone number anymore. And I'm like, what do you mean?
Well, don't say she's dead.
I don't know. I'm just guesstimating.
Oh God, that would just be dead.
She used to have social media. All her social media is gone and her number is someone else has her number.
Well, maybe she just wanted to go off the grid.
Bye girl.
Let's pray for the best.
I mean, how are you going to find out? How do you know if your prayers work?
Because then one day that person, you run into them somewhere.
Where are you going to run into her?
I mean, I frequent some interesting places.
You going to Hooters and Santa Rosa and Rona Park?
I might. I go to the Rona Park Costco sometimes.
Do you? That Costco is terrible.
I do go there sometimes. They have different things than Nevada.
It's just the layout. Yeah, the layout. I wasn't a fan.
No, I prefer ours. In Nevada. However, sometimes when I go to Petaluma and my mom wants to go to Costco, it's easier to go there and they have different things.
You know what? Richmond is my fate. I love me some Richmond. It's like bigger, so they have more stuff. Also, San Leandro's a good one.
Well, I've never been.
Yeah, it's huge. They have a lot more like pre-made food.
Oh, I love pre-made food.
Uh-huh.
They used to have a butter chicken that I died for and they no longer have.
Really? I love butter chicken.
It was the best thing ever. And I would buy that like a weekly special and then it was just gone and it has never came back and it's devastating.
I mean, you could probably just buy the rotisserie chicken and cover it in butter sauce from Trader Joe's or something.
Probably.
Like a tikka masala.
It came with a delicious like pilaf rice, like a jollof rice. Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. All you need is some garlic naan. God, I'm hungry.
I know. We should really have, why do we have a TV podcast? We should have a food podcast.
And just talk about our food?
Yes. I'm sure someone wants to hear about it or talk about their food.
Oh, yeah. People love food.
Oh, it's so good.
Not the housewives.
No, they don't eat food.
No, they're all in Ozempic. Yeah. How are you? What's new?
I am good. Nothing really new. So, at the urging of my good friend Judith, who we discussed last week,
Judith!
I did catch up and watch all of the Southern Hospitalities. I hung in there, guys. Okay. And I invested for a while because it started to get a little bit like, oh, there's some stuff going on here. There's some sneaky things that are happening behind the scenes that are a bit wild. And so I got invested. I watched it. Also, I didn't realize that it was only a season and a half in. I thought it was like, I got to watch three or four seasons, but it wasn't. It was just one and then like four. So I did okay. Caught up.
Yeah, because they're in the second season right now.
Yes, which I was like, oh, these are the commercials I always see and don't pay attention to. So now I understand. So it's good. So, you know, the normal Bravo show, cheating scandal, betrayal of friends, the huge.
I mean, I feel like you can get the same drama, like, they're your son's age. Just get some drama out of Jake.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. They're young. It's a lot of dramatics. It's not relatable because they're all, like, early 20s and just, like, doing the most ridiculous things. Sleeping most of the day, drinking, and then going to work at the club. Like, I don't understand. But I watched it. And I'm into it. I'm going to follow through. So I did watch that. I watched... I went down the rabbit hole this weekend that was Gypsy Rose Lee.
Yes.
So, you know, Lifetime had a special. And I was like, why not? Let's see what she has to say. I haven't really paid too much attention to like what she's talking about
here. Cried.
OMG, everybody. Like,
you also sent me the picture. You're like, I didn't realize how big her husband was.
I didn't, because she's a little, she seems really small. And yeah. I guess every picture I just saw him from like, I don't know, halfway, but it was like a photo of them walking and he is huge.
Yeah. He's a gigantic human.
Okay. And she's just like, I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't pegged her personality quite yet, but they had played this part, was like watching her get ready for like her press tour. And she's like, my shirt's Zara, my shorts are Zara, my shoes are Zara, everything's Zara. It's really nice.
I mean, like, she legit wants to be famous.
She does. I mean, yeah. Now she has 7.4 million.
More?
Yes. It's rising since the special.
No.
But she was like, what does this mean? Get ready with me. What is that? Like, what do you mean? And they're like trying to show her. And she's like, oh, I want to do that. And I was like, but you're not getting ready. You're not. Somebody's curling your hair. It was. And then she's like, oh, wait, you know, I'm a newlywed and my man's here. So you got to give me a minute. I was like, no.
She said
God, no, no. But then it got into the special. So this was filmed while she was still in prison. And she just basically tells her story. And it's fucking sad. Like, as prey as she is, she went through a lot.
No, I don't doubt that.
Like, that was rough to watch. I watched it with my parents because that's who I hang out with. And, like, all three of us were just staring at this, like, what happened to her? I mean, and the dad's like, I wish I could have done more. It's like, why didn't you do more?
What does he look like?
He just, yeah, he looks like a white gentleman, a Caucasian gentleman with a goatee, like a Southern. He has teeth.
Okay. Like a flannel and like Wranglers.
Yeah. He looked not, he actually wasn't bad looking. And her stepmom was very pretty.
I mean, he must be doing okay. If he was paying $1,200 a month or whatever, like,
he was
financially okay.
She said, we tried to get her. We tried to see her. We would ask for photos. We were always getting some sort of like crazy story. We were getting calls talking about she had cancer. She had this, she had that. We should have pushed more. We should have tried to just get second opinions. We should have taken her. There was a period of time, they said, actually, that the mother had a bad car accident and was in the hospital and had like a rod in her leg and couldn't move. And so the grandpa took her. And at that time, the mom had convinced them all, like, she had to eat from a feeding tube, but she couldn't swallow any food and she couldn't walk. And the grandpa was like, she was here with us for that week. And she was eating at the table what we were eating and walking around. She didn't use the wheelchair. We were just confused. What do you mean?
Why didn't you say something?
That's what I'm saying. It was just, I'm just watching all these adults. Like, we didn't
see something, say something, grandpa.
Yes. Like, all of these people are just sitting around like, well, you know, her mom was always a little this, but we didn't know. Like, what do you mean you didn't know?
What I don't understand is about the shaved head is like, how did no one realize like, oh, she has stubble, like her hair didn't actually fall out.
Right. Like, you would have to be shaving her head every day and her eyebrows every day to make sure that it looked like no hair was growing.
I can't. She probably nared that shit.
Yeah, like you can't. I mean, it's not that simple of a thing to get away with.
No.
I felt like when I try to not shave my legs for a while and nobody notices because it's pants time. Like, you got to stay on top of that.
Well, that's what like stuck out to me is that when they were like, oh, because the first time she said like, oh, my mom cut my hair and said, oh, we're going to cut it because it's going to fall out anyway. And so Gypsy was like on board. And but then like the subsequent ones wouldn't be like, why are you still shaving my head?
Yeah, it was wild. So I watched it and I just, you know, she had a lot of history with a lot of random men and one man she was like going to run away with. And she stole her mom's money and left home in the middle of the night with a costume and a wig on. And she walked all the way like miles to this guy's house that he was staying with a friend. And then she gets there with her stuff and she's like, okay, I'm ready to run away with you. And he was like, I can't go anywhere. I'm on parole. And she was like, I know. I don't know what parole is. What does that mean? And I was like, oh my God.
I did read that. Like, yeah.
It was bad. It was bad. Like, I just feel, oh God,
it's just so wild to me that like she couldn't tell anybody at any time. I that's just blows my mind.
Yeah. No.
And or just be like, hey, I'm not sick. Like, tell other people. I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah. She was like, I was just in so deep. And my mom just made me like feel like I could never just say anything. So I just went with it. And then I just felt like I didn't want to get in trouble when I finally figured out like it was bad. So I just didn't say anything. And yeah. So I went down that rabbit hole this weekend. Other than that, I watched Miami. That's just meh. I'm not into it this time.
I'm going to watch it on Peacock. I haven't really been paying attention. I don't think I've been paying like full attention. I might watch it on Peacock and like just see it without the commercials. See if it's different. I don't know. There's something about it that's just not clicking for me.
Yeah. No, it's definitely, I mean, obviously, like, you know, watching Gertie's story, like knowing what happens and like what she's going through and all the things, like, I, you know, I'm invested in that for her, but this whole thing with Lisa, I'm over Larsa, I'm over Adriana. Like, I'm just not with any of this.
Yeah.
So I'm just not feeling it. But other than that, I got into watch the Golden Globes, which we'll obviously get into later as a hot topic. But yeah, that was about it. How about you?
I watched all of Girls Trip.
Okay, good. Let's talk.
So I think it was fun to start out with. I think it was cute. Them all getting together and arriving was cute.
Okay.
I think it quickly lost its luster.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that it shouldn't have been in that house, or I think it should have been like a different location, because everything was like, oh, the pirate. Oh, we're like flashing back to all of like what happened last time.
Yeah.
Which, like, we could have flashed back in a new location and, like, not focused on that. It felt like they were trying to, like, live up to the last time. And it felt like they were forcing it. Luann felt very forced to me. Dorinda felt very forced. Kristen was fantastic. Kelly was Kelly. I don't think Kelly, like, put on a facade at all.
No, she's just that weird.
Sonia is Sonia Morgan, who is just epic. Ramona, you're right. Ramona had, I think they definitely cut Ramona down, or she just didn't have a lot of like filming time or whatever. I think the finale party was weird.
Right?
I think inviting all these random people. I want to know, like, did the owners of the house know this was about to happen?
Yeah, and it was creepy. It was like just a bunch of randoms and they're like undressed and dancing. And it was just like, what is happening here?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, I wish, like, it just felt off. And I don't know like quite what it was. It's weird. It's like the drama between Dorinda and Kristen was actually good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't even know her. We spent a whole season together. Are you crazy? Like, that was wild to me.
Yeah. And did you see what I meant when I was telling how they addressed the husband situation?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ashley Madison.
Yes. Or what did Sonia call it?
Holly Madison, or
yeah, something
like that's not what it is.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the whole Sonia thing, we know this about Sonia. I don't know why they're so weirded out. When Sonia's not filming, she goes away, she doesn't drink, she does her whole like namaste lifestyle or whatever. Why do we always have to address the fact that, well, we don't see you and we're not filming? Like, yeah, that's what she does. She's not out in the streets of New York like y'all are.
She's still looking for a place to live.
Oh God, not the townhouse. I don't know. I would have mixed up a little bit. Maybe no Luann. I don't know. I think location for me was number one.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could have gotten out of that location, explored somewhere new. It just didn't feel, I don't know. The nostalgia wore off very quickly, I think. I think at the end of some point, I was like, okay. And I was like, what just happened? Like, why am I even watching this?
Yeah. And it was definitely like, okay, we're just basically watching these ladies run around, look for someone to hook up with for a few days. Like, I didn't feel like I got anything meaningful out of it.
Yeah, and like I don't think like their relationships changed. I don't think like we grew in that sense.
No.
I don't know. Kristen is, I think Kristen's great. I liked her on the show though back in the day.
She's phenomenal.
Yeah.
She lives in LA. They need to add her into one of those LA shows.
Yeah, she lives in Calabasas. I was like, put her on Beverly Hills. Hell, she's put her on a Kardashians. I don't care.
Yeah, I love her. I was like, why not? Throw her in there.
And then I watched all 12 hours. I wasn't going to, but you know me, I can't stop. All 12 hours of the challenge.
Thank God. Now we can finally talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I think it's hard without the vets because you don't have people who know how to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the first couple episodes were a little bit rough because like no one was keeping the game moving, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. How could they, these challenges are hard though.
Yeah, they're very
hard. Human rope ladder. I was like, there is no way 200 pound men can climb up. There's no way.
No.
No way.
And you're stepping on people's shoulders.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, it was interesting to see the alliances. I don't really care for Jay and Michelle.
No. Because, I never liked
yeah, them. They were kind of on, all, they've been on everything, Survivor and The Challenge and Amazing Race or whatever. Jay came from somewhere else. So like, that's odd for me to see them in charge of the house. But it's also weird that like, they're like, yeah, you guys are the center. You're running the house. I'm like, no, we're not. Don't say that. And we're like, okay, but you're the only ones who like haven't been voted in. And you're, you, these are all like, you have alliances with everybody. Like that's who you are. Like, I like some of the younger crowd. I love Nerisse. She was on Ride or Dies with Nelson. Her. She's great. You know, I love me some Horacio. Oh, that.
Oh.
I don't know how a man looks like that.
I don't know, but he's taken.
By who?
Nerisse.
No, no, not in real life. I think he has a girlfriend in real life. He also, yeah. You know what wouldn't shock me?
Yes, even... that's his girlfriend.
In real life?
Yes, look at that.
No.
Didn't you just watch this whole challenge?
I know they're like hooking up on the challenge, but I didn't realize that they're like.
Oh, in... yes. So little backstory about your boyfriend. Hello. He's on another show right now. It's a Spanish speaking show. I think it's about soccer. And she went to surprise him because they've been apart this whole time because he left and went to film and they stayed together. So she went to go see him.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, they're in it deep.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
they're going to have a boat.
I mean, I will say the eye candy on the challenge is top notch.
Yeah.
But like Huey, like, I don't know why people think I'm a layup. I'm like, because you're not athletic, Huey. I hate to break it.
No, you're not.
I just want to call him baby Huey all the time.
You're not. I feel like you need to put him and Kyle somewhere together.
Ugh. The worst. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, I'm kind of digging it. It was weird with like the challenge, the vets coming back and like staking their claim. It's weird to me. Like, do Laurel and Cara, they haven't been there forever, but like, do they like stay in shape?
I mean, they look in shape.
Yeah. And I felt like Cara Maria had like a falling out with the challenge because that's why she hasn't been on. But I was like, oh, she came back. Interesting.
Well, her and Polly left. And then Polly decided to come out as bi or, if I'm not correct, please excuse me. And so now they're kind of trying to get back into the fold.
Are they still together? I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. It'd be interesting to see. I guess, like, it's cool that it's only going to be one champion. So, like, you're not crowning three different people or whatever this time around. Also, it was the whole coming out party with Big T was interesting. MTV, I realize that we've got Drag Race now and they've got Love and Hip Hop. Like, they're going a very interesting direction. But we would have never seen anything like this on the challenge.
No. No, it is definitely very a different
vibe. Yes. Insane. Definitely a different vibe. Yeah, and then I just watched some football, the Golden Globes, obviously, which we're talking about right now. I think that's it. I have a ton of movies I want to watch. I need to get into. I want to watch Oppenheimer, but I just can't find 3.5 hours of my life.
Yeah, I want to, and then I'm like, I don't know if this is good for my anxiety.
Why?
I don't know. Like, just something about bombs and I just can't. It just makes me stressed out to know. I know it's out there. I just don't want to know anything about it.
I mean, it's like historical. So like it happened a long time, you know.
I know. It just, it's like that. But there's still bombs out there. I don't like to think about it.
I mean, now other countries have them too. So now you have to think about that.
I can't. I don't want to think about it. Oh my God. speaking of the challenge though, just a little tidbit. Did you happen to watch the post that Nelson put up a couple days ago?
No.
So this week he's posted two things that I thought were interesting. And one of them, they're always on his stories, but one was like finally addressing like, hey,
I got a duty.
Yes. And I know that I caused this myself with my poor decision, and to all the people that have requested their money back from the GoFundMe have been all refunded. And I didn't create the page. A friend of mine did before everything was kind of known, and I was going through all these surgeries, and obviously I, you know, wasn't working and needed help. And so they were just trying to get me through these medical costs. But anybody who asked for their money, like, I've already given it back, and I'm so sorry to disappoint you. You know, I'm learning from this, blah, blah, blah. And then he posted a couple days later, which is still up, that he finally, you know, he's been doing all these experimental things and nothing is working. And so they've given him three options. One is to have some sort of like a foot fusion.
Okay.
And to fuse that ankle and that foot. And so he would have no mobility. It would just be like stuck, and it's supposed to be super painful.
Don't say amputation. Don't say amputation.
Yes.
Oh, it creeps me out.
I know. And so he's like, you know, I had a dream to always go back. You know, I love competing. You know, I want to. But you could with those special foot, right? Like.
Wait. Okay. What are the options? Sorry, I cut you off because I couldn't stop thinking.
So it's amputation. It's this foot fusion. Or to kind of continue and see what happens, but it's not healing.
I mean, you never know. Look at Alex Smith. They told Alex Smith he was never going to walk again.
True. And he plays football.
Oh, that leg is hideous.
It is bad to look at. That is rough.
I never looked at a man and be like, he's kind of cute. I'm like, oh, God, his leg.
That looked, well, that was brutal. I was like, I could probably have gone without seeing that ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Stop showing on TV.
Yeah. That's just a little update on what's happening in Nelson's world. I am
interesting. Keeping... Everyone's on social. What is going on social media this week? People just dropping bombs. Cat Williams is crazy.
Oh, man. He's Stephen on A. Smith roll. Is crazy.
Hallie or Chloe, one of them had a baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The what pretend is... baby that she wasn't going to have, but she wasn't pregnant, but she had a big coat on, but there was no need for a big coat. Yeah.
Ma'am, when you broke out the Empire waist dresses in November, we all knew. Like, what are they called? What are the, like, the ones in the winter?
Oh, yeah.
Or in the summer.
Yeah. Considering you're a size, like, zero. Yeah. And next thing you know, you have on, like, the largest coat and dress I've ever seen.
You're also 4 foot nothing, and so the weight has nowhere to go but your face and your belly.
Yeah. But congratulations.
She named it Halo.
Not it. He.
Oh, it's a boy?
Yeah.
Named Halo?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
You know how these young people do it these days. There's no more George or Franks.
It's just, it's weird. My friends named their baby Paul, and all my friends are like, it's such like an adult name. It's Paul.
I was like, Paul?
Baby what Paul. Baby there he is.
Name Paul?
I say it all the time, like, oh, Paul needs a new outfit. And they're like, Paul, how old is Paul? I'm like, he is 6 months. It's just weird that you're Beyonce's protege and you named your child Halo.
Agreed.
Are you going to play that song all the time?
I don't know.
But I mean, it's not a good, isn't that guy DDG? Like, he's got a bad rap, right?
I mean, I don't know him personally, so I don't want to say. I've heard things.
He's nothing like that guy who jumped over the court judge.
Oh, my God. That guy is my hero. Let me just tell you, I do not condone what he did, everybody. So please do not think that I would ever think that it is OK that he did the most.
We have to preface this. So there was a man. What is he? 24? He's young.
Yeah, he was young, but he's had a long history, apparently. Yes.
So there's a man in. A man
his
in
name
Vegas.
Is Deobra Redden, just in case anybody wants to know. His name is Deobra Redden.
Okay. Well, we can't be doxing him out here like this.
He's I'm fascinated by him.
So he was in court for a sentencing hearing with a judge. His public defender asked for leniency. She did make a snide comment. She was sassy.
Well, she said,
based on his history, like, I don't see the need for leniency, so I see the need. And as she's talking, we can't see it. It's not on camera because the camera's in front of him, but focused on her. And he books it to the to the judge's area, the pulpit,
but that's for church.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's the desk.
Yeah,
and it's the highest desk. It's high,
huge,
above the ground.
And he couldn't have had that much running room, so he probably had like what, 4 or 5 steps before he leaped airborne. I'll post the video. It's wild.
He, like a spider monkey, over, yeah. Clears the desk, tucks and rolls over on top of her, and is fighting her and a deputy.
Yeah. Someone was saying that they're lucky that it was in such a small court, because like in New York or LA, like you would have been shot.
Absolutely.
Like it wouldn't have happened.
I'm shocked he wasn't.
Wild. Well, so then he has to report back to court yesterday, and he's got a full-on mask on, and then like rubber hand protector, orange things on his hands that he can't do anything.
No, it was full on Silence of the Lambs. Like full on.
Wild.
And the thing that's crazy about it is they said that she was going to only give him a year.
Yeah, not now. What do you get now?
And now he is in huge trouble. And they added on like this special offense that I've never even heard, like a special charge. And it says like including, it's like attempted murder of an older person.
Oh, I saw like, because she's a civil servant or whatever, right? Yeah. So like, that's big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's attempted murder against an older person, battery on a protected person, resulting in substantial bodily harm against an older person, extortion, intimidating a public officer with threat, force.
How are they going to prove attempted murder, though?
Because he was trying to kill her. He was choking her and hitting her head against the wall.
Oh, I didn't know he was choking her.
He was on top of her. Oh, yeah.
I thought she just like had hit her head when he leaped on top of her. The jump is impressive. He could have been in the NBA.
No, he cleared that shit. I've never seen anything like it. He should have been a hurdler.
A mess.
Now he's in trouble, and we won't see him doing anything for a long time. So see you later.
Yeah, they classified him, like in the state of Nevada, he's classified as like one of the most dangerous prisoners. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah, he's in like a solitary now.
Wild.
Bye-bye, Gilbra. See you around.
Yeah, bye. Jumping into hot topics today, we're going to start with the Golden Globes.
All right.
I will say I was digging almost all the fashions.
I liked a lot of the fashions. There was a few that I was like, but
who was your best dressed?
That's hard. I have a few.
Okay.
It's for me between Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Because that was just, I mean, the color.
It was a little bit too pink for me.
I love me some pink, so I was about it. America Ferrera. I really liked her dress.
Okay.
I loved Taylor Swift's green. Because that's my favorite color.
That was Gucci. That dress was sick.
It was beautiful. That was a beautiful dress. I would say those are like probably my three favorites.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have a worst?
It was between Selena Gomez's dress.
Terrible. What happened?
I don't know, but when I saw her, I was like, what? Oh, what's her name that was with Taylor? She was with Kaylee Teller.
Oh, I didn't see what she was really
her with. Dress was pretty too. It was like a teal aqua blue with like these flowers. It was pretty. Selena Gomez and Billie Eilish. I was like, I don't understand. I'm confused.
Fantastic Amy story. So we're on the phone. I was like, oh, we were like talking about who looked good and who whatever. And she's like, oh my God, Billie Eilish looks fantastic. And I was like,
what?
And I was like, what? And then she goes, never mind. That's not Billie Eilish. And I was like,
I was gonna say
good to know. Yeah, Billie Eilish looked horrible. Selena Gomez. So Selena Gomez. it was like the pleats and then like the asymmetrical with like the bows and the ruching and the halter. I was like, what is happening?
It was too many things going on. And I was like, yeah. If this was sleek and not flared skirt and not asymmetrical, and then maybe took some of the shit on the front.
Yeah.
It's like, you're such a beautiful girl. You didn't even need to this. Like, what?
Agree. My best dress, number one, by far. No, hands down. I don't care what anyone says. Natalie Portman looked
Yeah. She did.
Wait, each one of those appliques was like sewn onto that dress. It was 3D and it like still shimmered somehow. Like when she walked out, I was like, holy shit.
Did look phenomenal.
Dior Couture. Jennifer Aniston, A, I don't know why she was there, but B, she looked incredible.
She didn't look incredible, but I always wish she does something different with her hair.
No, she's ageless. She doesn't have to. She lives at the beach. She's a multimillionaire. What does she care?
I just feel like, let's pull it back or let's do something. Just add a little something.
Yeah. Natalie Portman was my number one. Dua Lipa, I didn't really love. Oprah looked fine. It almost looked like a crushed velvet to me. Yeah. Kylie and Timothée in her little soft girl era. I don't know.
I like it. I like that she's softening things up a bit.
I just don't know how you like have sex with Tyga and Travis Scott.
You could mix it up.
And then Timothy Chalamet.
Well, I mean, hey, why not try a little of everything?
I mean, I guess. What did you think about Joe Coy?
Here's my thoughts on Joe Coy. I have been to see him live. I have watched his specials. So you know what you're going to get if you've seen him before. Like, that's kind of his humor, his comedy. I didn't think when they announced that he was the host, I personally didn't see it.
Yeah.
He's going to do the Golden Globes. So I was like, well, maybe, you know, Ricky Gervais has done some things and his comedy is a little off kilter too. So who knows? And so when I started to hear some of the, like, his Taylor Swift joke, I was like, oh, okay, well, this is not, like, you're not this kind of comedian. You're not a, like, sit here and crack these kind of jokes. Like, you talk about your family, you talk about Filipinos, you talk about, like, this is not your shtick.
I don't think he's, like, well connected enough to land jokes like that.
No, no.
Right? He's not Jimmy Kimmel. He's not Jimmy Fallon. He's not these, like, pop culture personalities.
No.
I watched the movie. What was his movie? The Filipino Family Comedy. Oh, yes. Whatever.
Yes. Like, his family.
I guess, like, I'm shocked. I don't know how they picked him. They're like, oh yeah, like that's the guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
because he doesn't have a movie out. I don't know.
He's funny when he's doing his thing about his family and do, you know, all of that. It's funny because it's relatable and it's his thing. But when you're trying to do something outside the box, it's just, it felt a little bit not off to me.
Well, yeah. And then I think as soon as he didn't land like a couple of jokes, did you hear him? He was like, I didn't write those ones. Like, ooh. And then it was all, then we were done.
Yeah.
It was all downhill from there.
How about just wrap it up, Joe?
Yeah. Selena and some Taylor drama. Taylor left early when she didn't win. Apparently her and Selena were gossiping. I don't even, like, wild.
Yeah, Selena's like, we were not talking about Kylie and Timothy. We were talking about two of my friends that just hooked up. It's none of your business. Well, then why'd you tell us, girl?
Yeah. You were on camera. We all saw it. Don't lie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, viewership was up. It's on CBS now. It definitely felt like CBS to me. If that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was chaotic because I was seeing a lot of photos, as I'm sure everybody else was, and it was like, oh, they must be at the Golden Globe. Oh, no, they're not. They're at the Emmys. Oh, no, they're at the Governor's Ball. Like, there were so many events at one time. I didn't know who was who. Like, yeah. Katie and Ariana were somewhere, and I was thinking, why are they at the Golden Globes? But they weren't. They were at the Emmys.
They're at the Creative Arts Emmys, because the real Emmys is coming up.
Right. So that's why I was just like, what is... I'm confused.
Yeah.
A lot of fashion, though.
Yeah, the fashion... I mean, people were on point. I definitely give them that... I didn't really pay attention to any, like, the winners. I mean, it was all kind of, yeah, I haven't seen any. I've only seen Barbie.
Oh, I've seen it multiple times.
I do want to watch the Paul Giamatti movie, though.
Yeah, I haven't seen that either.
Uh-huh. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Anything else on the Golden Globes?
No.
Okay. Jonathan Majors. Okay. I didn't watch. Did you watch the whole interview?
No, I only watched part of it and I turned it off.
Okay. But you got up to watch it, right?
Like, yes.
You
normally yes. Do? Mm-hmm, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So fill me in. I'm only going to talk about the part that I saw. So you can. I think it's a little premature to be giving this interview first and foremost, if I can put that out there.
Yes. Agreed. I would have given it a lot more time.
Yeah. He also doesn't feel. I don't know. Like it feels like he feels wronged in all of this.
I mean, yes. And to him, he is, right?
Yeah.
So I think that he's looking for some grace. And I think this is just too soon to look for that.
Agreed.
I think that, you know, yes, I have my opinions even after I saw it. Like, okay, what do you do when someone's chasing you down the street? But there's obviously more pieces to that puzzle. So, you know, he really just kind of focused on like the wrong things. And I understand you're going to answer what you're asked, but to go on such a rant of like how Megan's been by your side and she's been your rock and she's been with you through all this. And like, I feel like you shouldn't be highlighting your new relationship because this whole thing happened because of your previous relationship. You really should be more focused on your moving forward and how you're going to do that, what your future looks like, what work you're going to do on yourself. Not so much highlighting her.
I just cannot believe that he, so we know the Coretta Scott King was entered, yeah. That video, that voicemail or whatever recording was entered into evidence against him.
Yes.
And then to reuse the analogy about your current girlfriend is a wild to me.
Which, by the way, Martin Luther King's and Coretta's daughter is fucking furious.
Yeah. She said, my mother is not a prop.
Yes.
Does he not have any sort of like PR team left?
I mean, you would think that he did, and you would think that if he did, that they would be helping him through this if he decided to go on Good Morning America.
Well, yeah, I can't imagine anybody in his camp was like, yeah, let's use the defense's evidence as a new relationship building tool in your interview. Like, that's wild to me because everybody in their right mind is going to refer back to him calling Grace Coretta. You're my Coretta. You got to hold me down. Like, huh?
Yeah.
And then Megan's just sitting there like nodding along.
Yeah.
I think his point of view was try to like get most of the heat off of her because she's obviously getting slammed right now.
Yeah.
I don't think it did what he was hoping it was going to do.
It didn't. I think that he was looking for some sort of sympathy and someone to go, hey, you know, we should give him a chance. And like, you know, he's hoping to go back to acting at some point. Like he's hoping to, you know, get somebody to give him an opportunity. And so I think that would have been smart of him to just give this some time.
Yeah. Do the Gypsy Rose thing. Take your sentencing, do your time, come back out and be like, hey, I'm back.
Yeah.
Wearing Zara.
Oh my gosh. I'm wearing Zara. My shirt is Zara. My pants are Zara. My shoes are Zara. Everything is Zara.
What's weird for me is like listening to him talk and it's almost the accountability factor, but it's almost like he thinks so highly of himself that he actually can't believe that people don't think that highly of him. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Even the way he was talking to the interviewer, he was like, yeah, you know, I was like, are you not understanding the gravity of the situation that you're currently in? You could go to jail for 1 year.
Yeah. And he's not understanding because if he did, he wouldn't be on the show.
No.
If you really understood the magnitude, you wouldn't be filming that. You would be sitting down somewhere.
Well, I know I should have ended it when I knew, but I didn't. And I should have walked away, but I didn't. We shouldn't have been in that car. Yeah, all that is fine. But like, that doesn't. Sure, you wouldn't have reacted, but you need to address the why you reacted.
Yeah.
Goodbye, sir.
Too much.
See you never.
Too much.
Yeah, I don't know where you go from here. Funny, though, that ABC is owned by Disney. Disney Marvel is who fired him.
Right.
And just showing up on Good Morning America.
And they're like, well, we fired you, but we'll do you solid and give you an interview.
I mean, I'm sure they got the ratings they were looking for. Maybe. I don't think that people are talking about him as much as he thinks people are talking about him.
Yeah, I think
as that we talk about him.
Yes.
Some drama out of Orange County. We kind of saw this coming with the Tres Amigas. So Shannon and Vicky, they were doing a Tres Amigas tour. They did a couple cities in California. Shannon and Vicky want to take it on tour. They're now going to take it on tour, but Tamara is not going with them.
Right, because she's on tour with Teddy.
We have two T's. Yeah. Also, they're about to start filming, so I don't know where they're going on tour when they're literally about to start filming next week.
Yeah. No, they're coming to San Francisco.
I know. I saw that. I'm seeing Gary Jannetty on next Friday. This Friday. Oh, what's today? Yeah. Next Friday.
Today's Wednesday.
Yes. Next Friday. I have not recovered from the holiday. So they're going at it on Instagram and Twitter back and forth. And then Tamara posted about Traitors. And Vicky said, oh, perfect title for you. And then Tamara, it's all terrible. Yeah, why do they always do this?
I was just going to say, they always do this. And then it's like, okay, they figure it out. It's like, I just can't get invested with them.
Well, on the flip side, apparently Alexis has received a formal offer, according to multiple sources.
Oh, God.
I'm not here for it. Where is she going to go? Unless she's like a friend of for Taylor? Well, that doesn't make any sense.
I know. And Vicky is saying that Tamara's trying to befriend her. Which doesn't make sense after the whole lawsuit thing. I don't know. It's weird.
Jesus jugs.
Yes, it is just strange.
Well, Tamara posted a photo and said, Uno, amiga.
All you need is yourself.
What's weird is that Vicky and Shannon, they're going to like a lot of like blue states. It's a very interesting crowd. I mean, obviously not shocking for Vicky, but you know, her and that Steve Lodge when he ran for mayor. Governor.
Ugh.
And we'll wrap up with Martell being arrested for domestic violence and harassment. When we know somebody is a loser and they show us they're a loser and then they confirm the fact that they're a loser.
Correct.
Standing ovation for Martell, folks, because we saw it coming and here he is with a mugshot. He looks good. I'm not going to lie to you. He's an attractive man. But I did read it looked like they were like text messages is what got him in trouble. I don't know how you harass. I know how you harass, but how do you domestic violence on text messaging?
That is what I'm still trying to figure out. Unless he said, like, I'm going to beat you to death or something crazy.
I don't know. Got a mugshot, though. Montgomery County, Alabama.
Oh, geez.
Sorry, sir. I mean, it doesn't sound like him and Trey haven't been pictured together or anything. So,
no.
After she had to pay for her own birthday dinner.
Yeah. That was that.
We're going to get into Potomac is back. Married to Medicine is back. And we've got our SLC reunion. We're not going to do Beverly Hills. We're obviously recording early. We have some schedule conflicts tomorrow. So we're recording today. So we won't have Beverly Hills, but we can just probably recap next week. I can't imagine it's going to be groundbreaking.
I don't think so.
More Morgan Wade. Did you see them pictured in LA together?
I didn't.
You didn't? They're standing on a sidewalk. They look like they just stepped off a plane from Aspen with like hats and boots and shearling jackets. And like, it looks like a buy one, get one coupon at Kemosabe.
Oh, maybe it was.
I mean, clearly.
I know she was there and bought Rihanna a hat. So maybe she got a deal.
Do you think that like, is she like her sugar mama? I also did not two things. I didn't realize Morgan Wade is like 26 or 27.
Yeah.
Very young. Did you know that Kanye's wife is 29?
Well, I would have to imagine so, considering her outfits are for children.
What? Bianca?
They're pretty much baby clothes.
I don't even know if you can call them clothes.
No, the last couple things I've seen her in this week has just been pretty much string.
Also, walking around Vegas barefoot? What is... what?
I mean, that is the worst thing you could possibly... Like, that... I can't... I have been in Vegas and had my feet hurt like more than anybody could ever imagine and refused to take my shoes off there.
She didn't even have shoes. She just walked around barefoot.
Oh, my God. So weird. No. So
Anyway, we're going to get into our shows. We've got some Potomac. So, first of all, I never watch the recaps, but I'm like, oh, I have to watch last year on Real Housewives of Potomac because I had no idea what was happening. We're still in Austin?
Yeah, we are.
How is Wendy going to say that her mom being sick in the last 3 days is why, huh? No, ma'am.
And also, if your mom is having surgery and you're that worried, why are you still there?
I mean, it was clearly like emergency. She wasn't having she was having surgery. They were going in for like, they said it was like 10 minutes. Did you hear mom? She's like, okay, call me back.
Yes.
Okay, it's going to be 10 minutes. It was just like discovery surgery. It wasn't like we're taking out her appendix.
Yeah. But if my mom's in the hospital, I don't care where I am. Like, I'm freaked out.
Yeah, fair. But also, like, oh, NECA doesn't know. Like, well, no one knows because it just happened 2 days ago and you didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, why didn't you say anything?
I don't know. Karen's like, oh, girl, like, Karen, I do not understand the dynamics in this group at all. The fact that the three of them were sitting at the bar where the other three were in the pool and just, like, completely ignoring each other was bizarre.
I know. I'm just glad Triple 20 is over. I don't want to hear it again.
Well, they had to paint Karen for Triple 20. Thank God we avoided the vagina painting 7 years ago. I forget when this was. It was literally December something. They should not take hiatuses this long. This is terrible. But we're going to paint Karen. We're in Austin, Texas. Like, can we go to a rodeo? Can we go, like, they have wineries. There's so many things to do in Texas. I don't understand why we're trying to paint things and do things in people's hotel rooms.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
We get to dinner. Candace and Robin get into it at dinner. Robin's not ready. I don't even know what we're fighting about at this point.
Robin's still mad about her calling her fake and all the stuff online, but I don't know why she doesn't just address it and hash it out.
But how is that different than going on your podcast and ruining this man's reputation?
Yeah,
so a podcast is different than Twitter?
No. But that's what I'm saying. Everybody just wants to be mad. Nobody ever wants to talk about it.
Well, then she gets up. First of all, Robin, I'm going to give you a piece of advice. When you're having a bad day, Juan is not who you need to call.
No, she's got to stop calling him.
First of all, why does Juan still answer?
I mean, because he has to, because he has children and that's his wife.
I mean, the way that he speaks to her, you think that he would just not answer the phone any longer.
Oh, absolutely.
Robin, I'm sick of that. Like, okay, Ron's yelling again.
Yeah, why don't you just try listening?
I mean, Candace isn't wrong, though. Like, for Robin to be upset now, like, the line is always moving. Like, yes, Candace is a disaster on Twitter. We all know this. I don't know. Do we do like a full overhaul? Who comes back?
I don't think anybody comes back. I mean, Katie is always a hoot, but we can only do so much crazy.
I just mean next season. Like, who do you like? And then we're doing the. I'm going to say something. I think Wendy wore that Mugler suit the best.
Yeah, she looked good. She did look good.
It's because she's tall. She like has the proportions for that.
I feel like you have to be tall for that outfit.
Yeah, like Larsa looks like a little like weird troll in it. Like it doesn't work for like, even Tamara looks weird in it. Like you have to have like the like taller proportions for sure.
Oh, yes.
But the whole NECA thumbs down thing, like this is what we're doing on, like this is what we've come to?
Yeah, no.
And then she like didn't do it once. She did it like four times.
Yeah, and Mia, and it's like, what is this outfit? What is this white hat?
I don't know. She's going through something.
She really is.
They all looked a little bit odd, though. I don't know. I don't think, like...
I will say, if I had the body for it, I did like Ashley's jumpsuit.
Which one was hers?
It was, like, the pink shorts, like, utility jumpsuit with had sparkles and things on it.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's cute with the boots.
Candace was in pink. They were all... They weren't cohesive by any means.
No.
Also, why do straight women want to go to gay bars?
It's so fun.
But not for us.
But it's drag. It's not like it's just a gay bar.
No, I know. But like, we go, like, we don't want to see straight women on the gay state. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me.
But these are not just straight women. It's the Grand Dame's birthday.
Sure.
You wouldn't want to see Karen Huger crawling on the floor?
No. I mean, I don't, you know, I don't go to bars anyway, but definitely not gay bars.
I mean, do you know why? But straight women go there because it feels safe.
Sure. And we tell you how great you look.
Yeah, it's a safe place, and we feel like we're home.
I don't know. It just feels weird to me. It's almost like you infiltrate. There was a bar in San Diego. They're like, oh yeah, all the straight women go there. So like the gay guys don't go there. We're like, no, we're good. Like, let them have that.
But we like you. We love you all.
Well, I know. Apparently you have multiple of me and I never even knew.
I do. I try to keep it separate.
Why? Wait, does your other gay friend know about me?
All my gay friends know about you, obviously.
Obviously. Oh, I'm number one. I like the sound of that.
We have a whole show together. There's no hiding that.
Are they jealous that I have a show with you?
Well, no, because not all of them want to show or watch reality TV.
Oh.
I know.
Interesting. But
I wouldn't do a show with anybody else.
Are they book gays?
What?
Like they like read and stuff. Like they're smart.
No, some like musicals, which you do not.
I don't mind musicals. I just like don't go out of my way for musicals.
I know, but like old school music, like the oldies.
Yeah, you still know my favorite movie. Don't forget
it. I'm just saying.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, hello. You have your nerve. You have more than one girlfriend that you talk to all the time.
Yeah, but that's not weird.
You have lots of girls that are friends. All of your friends.
Fair. So, all the men try to sleep with me. It's not fair.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, it's not like I'm the only one around here.
Fair. So what do we do with Potomac? What would be your perfect scenario?
I feel like at this point, I mean, nobody's really bringing anything of any magnitude that is like shocking or like groundbreaking to me. So we either wrap this up or we shake things up and change some things around. And so you could keep a couple of people. I mean, Wendy, you know, she's good for like, she brings a good shade. She's entertaining for sure. Mia, you know, she's just the mess of it all. You kind of have to watch this unravel.
She's kind of funny this season because she's like not in the drama. She's just a fringe commentator.
Yeah, she's just like, this is the best that I feel like I've been. She's just rolling through it. You know, she's getting some. She's happy.
That BBL has got some dimples.
I know. Well, you know, when you gain weight and then lose weight and then gain weight and then lose weight, it starts to get misshapen.
Or when you inject it into your ass, which is what she does.
And well, now she can't afford all these things, so I don't know what she's.
I don't know. Her new man's a DJ.
Oh well, then maybe he can.
But
I think the Giselle Robin of it all has, you know, run its course. Ashley.
Ashley can go.
Yeah, I'm just. It's like.
That whole thing about her mom, wasn't she just at dinner with her mom at uncle? She hasn't been to her mom's house, but she made it sound like her and her mom like we're not speaking.
No, this boy, her mom's had this boyfriend forever.
Yeah,
like this is not new news, guys.
Also, could you imagine being Michael and like supporting Ashley and supporting her mom?
No, I would not.
Wild.
Would not.
Ah, I have no. That's insane to me.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think I could see Robin and Ashley leaving. If you keep Giselle and Karen together, they can kind of be the foundation because they can still get into it, but still be friendly.
Yeah, their relationship has definitely turned into like a good friendship this time that we're seeing. And so that's cute a little.
Yeah, for now. But, you know, they're always.
Oh, yeah. It only lasts so long. We all know.
I like Wendy, but I could also like see her. Adios. Like, I don't really know what she's bringing to the table at this point.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, are you ready for Married to Medicine?
Yes.
Here's what I don't get. How do we come back from an extended break with two layup episodes?
I feel like they're just like, in case people are still gone, let's just give them something.
I guess.
It wasn't really earth shattering for me.
I will say Phaedra and the mud baths was.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, why does it smell like that?
First of all, don't get in a mud bath that everybody else gets in if you have diarrhea. Let's start there.
When she said that, I was like, no, you can't go in near like water.
No. And also a nice Southern woman doesn't share that they have diarrhea either.
Well, she was trying to say why she was late.
I would say I was in the restroom.
With her face, and she was like, that smells. Like, what did you think of mud bath? I've never done a mud bath.
Yeah. And then she's like, that I can't have that in me. I smell like peepers. Like, girl.
She goes, I taste delicious.
Yeah, we don't know and we don't want to know.
She was also talking about being single. So her and that man probably never together.
Yeah, she was like, oh, I already moved on to another. I'm like, oh.
I want to see him. He looked attractive. He was very tall.
He did. I don't know. So it's like, well, then why are you on this show?
That's how they had to get her in.
Yeah.
Because she had to be associated with medicine somehow. Would you have rather been in the mud baths or would you rather have been on the tuk-tuk?
Probably the mud baths, because really? I've always been interested to try that.
I love the fact that Heavenly kept using tuk-tuk in like different verbs.
I know.
I'm tuk-tuking. I'm tuk-tuked. I'm tuked out. Like,
I love her. She's hilarious.
She cracks me up. I would absolutely have lunch in the Vineyard.
Oh my God, that was beautiful.
It was nice to see Jackie. You don't really see Jackie explaining things to people like she did to Sweet Tea. And I was like, oh, it makes like more sense. Like, you don't understand. Cause like, I understand Jackie and Heavenly. And like, I would love to have lunch in a Vineyard, but like, that's my age group.
Yeah.
So it was like interesting when like Sweet Tea didn't get it. And they were like, well, you don't get it. Cause like, this is what we did. Like, it was interesting to me.
Yeah. There's a considerably different age like group here, and it's the same as your husband, except you guys sleep together, so that evens it out.
That's so weird to me.
I know.
Well, she can't have kids, supposedly. She's bleeding. Oh, I'm sorry. I've never dealt with a tampon or pads or anything. But if you're changing it every couple hours, like, aren't you concerned?
You should be very.
Wouldn't you like go to a doctor?
Yeah. I mean, you definitely don't want to leave it all day, but every couple of hours it's like heavy, you should definitely go to the doctor. You should have done that a long time ago.
I wonder, she was probably like miscarrying, or you know, like sloughing off, you know.
Ugh. Yeah, something. And I mean, I'm not gonna say anything about that, because obviously, you know, I don't want to say anything about anybody having those kind of issues. It's tragic. I know that there's been quite a stir going on because they had a whole live argument the other day about
what I didn't see. Okay, but who? So it was Phaedra.
It was Phaedra. It was Toya, Heavenly, and then Sweet Tea.
And then Sweet Tea's mom was in the background.
Yes,
and that's when she threatened Heavenly.
Yes, and it was like and Heavenly has on her bonnet, and it was just the whole thing, and they were screaming at each other, and then at some point Heavenly was like, "Well, that's why you can't have kids," or something along those lines, and that's when I was like, "Okay, I can't watch this because that's not okay to do."
Also, everyone needs to know Heavenly on her YouTube channel or whenever she's on live is completely unhinged and unserious. So,
yes.
Wild. They're talking about pregnancy sex. Toya, I have to admit, I was kind of laughing when she was like, they didn't want to splooge on the baby's head.
Like, what? I was thinking to myself, your husband's a doctor and this is the conversation that you guys were having?
She's like, Eugene is a doctor. I really don't think that he thinks that that's how this works.
So crazy.
But the whole surrogacy thing, I don't like. Could you ask your surrogate not to have sex for 9 months?
Yes, people do. They put it in the contract.
I mean, you're making a ton of money to have a baby, so I guess you could ask them whatever.
I mean, if that's what you want, but some of these surrogates are married.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. Married people don't have sex. Who are you kidding?
I mean, you know, that's a big thing to ask from your, like, tell your husband, hey, we're going to get this money, but for 9 months, you got to go sit somewhere.
Or can you put it in your mouth?
Yeah, that's different.
I mean, maybe they don't want it in the, maybe they don't want, you know, who knows?
Nope. We're not going down that.
I was like, maybe that's part of the contract. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think about that. You're right. Some surrogates are married and stuff. Interesting. Yeah.
They just do it for extra money for their family.
Yeah. We get to the final dinner. Let's note, people, this was in Healdsburg. I don't think Healdsburg has ever seen a group of people dressed like this in their entire life.
I literally saw it and thought, why did I not see this? Like, I wish I could have been a fly on the wall when these women came walking down the street in a sequin dress with a fur wrap.
All of it. Like, no, ma'am. This is not Healdsburg in any sense of the word.
Absolutely wild.
Wild. That's a wrap on Napa Valley. They were never in Napa Valley, by the way, folks.
No. I mean, they may have went there one time, but we didn't see it.
No. Well, that place Barn Diva, it was kind of cute. That was in Healdsburg.
Yes.
So they went north. Cool. They never came this way.
It was nice.
Sure. I don't, something was missing. Maybe it was Quad. Bring back Quad.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say I always enjoy Heavenly and Alora's conversations and their time together. I just love her. She's grown into such a lovely young lady.
Why is Heavenly's wig so messed up this episode?
She's been having a lot of trouble with that wig. She
owns a wig place.
Yeah. She's got to switch that wig.
You got to make sure, like, if you're representing Heavenly's wigs, you got to look good.
Yeah, I don't know what's the problem with that one, but she needs to fix it.
Also, is she ever, oh, we didn't talk about Dr. Alicia and her husband.
Oh yeah, Dr. Alicia.
I mean, I guess it's a little odd, but she's a dentist, so why is he saying that she stays at home?
I don't know, maybe she has like different hours that allow her
time. Yeah,
yeah. Because he's like, I don't do this. I don't watch these kids. I don't do anything. And I'm like, well, what do you do then, sir?
What would you say to a man who said that to you?
Goodbye. See ya.
Wild. Anything else on Married to Medicine?
No. Mm-mm.
The reunion is coming, Andy said. So we're close to the end.
Okay. Well, I'm ready. I'm ready to get into some more good things because this slowed down a little bit. Let's ramp back up.
Yeah, we need it. Something has to change. Get us back home. Get us off these trips and let's get it popping. Bring back some Quad. I don't know what you got to do for Potomac, but we got to bring some of the energy there. I don't know. It's just something ain't happening.
Nope. I'm ready.
I never thought we'd sit here and be like, SLC is incredible and Potomac is terrible. Like, what?
No. Mm-mm.
Wild. SLC, the finale was watched 2 million times in 3 days on Peacock. That was live plus Peacock, I think.
Wow.
Wild, huh?
That's considerable.
We get to part one of the reunion. It's a very clear divide with Heather, Whitney, and Lisa all friendly, which is so weird to me because Lisa wanted nothing to do with them in season one and two.
Well, that's all she's got now, so she better hang on tight.
It blows my mind. We start off with the ring right away. And Lisa's like, that ring meant something. Henry almost died. Like, huh?
But I agreed with Monica in that moment. She's like, the way you're explaining this now and the sentiment that goes behind this ring now, what you're saying is not at all how you addressed it at the airport. You never once brought that up. You just said it was sentimental. And you mentioned, I only mentioned the money twice. No, it was way more than twice, ma'am.
Also, you use $60,000 for your glam. I would have been like, no, you said glam was 60. You said $60,000 all day long.
Yeah, it was multiple times that this came up. So I understand the point of what you're saying. And I do not think it's fair for the both of them to be like, well, I mean, you know, you did go in the bathroom. Like, so that's why you think she stole it?
Not only that, but when she said, I just want it back, as if it's still out there.
Right.
Like, so you're insinuating that you think that, yeah, right? You saying that, say, oh, I just want it back, insinuates it like it's out there. Oh, this one's beautiful, but it's not the same. Like, when you're telling me that you're not out of touch, you then say stupid shit that confirms that you're completely out of touch.
But also, I just want to, as a mother, say this. My son had a very traumatic birth and almost died, as well as myself. And I don't think there's any piece of jewelry that means more to me than my actual child who's alive. So if I lost the ring, yeah, it's sentimental. But the fact that my child almost died, that's the gift. He's alive.
Also, but she was on the phone with a jeweler right away. I don't buy it. I think this story is an after the fact making herself look better, to be honest.
Yeah, it just is all very out of touch. The whole thing was very like, this all just feels very out of touch to me.
Well, she's like, I didn't say that Monica stole it, but like, Monica's like, we didn't not say I didn't steal it. So,
no.
Yeah.
She didn't.
They ask Monica why she was friends with Jen Shaw. Did she ever get paid? She says no. I'm not going to call myself someone's assistant if I'm not taking home an income.
Absolutely not.
And I'm definitely not going to run errands for you at the airport and shit and dry cleaning if you're not going to pay me. That's not how this works.
No, absolutely not. That's not happening.
Heather releases a voice memo clearly from Tanisha, as we know. Tanisha is wild, by the way. So all weekend, she was supposed to go on a podcast that I follow last Friday. She canceled, or they mutually decided not to do it, which I don't buy, because then she was trying to sell stories to other people. And then she went on TikTok live to tell her story.
Huh.
Tanisha is thirsty.
Yeah, no girl.
I think she's releasing all this because she's mad that they both started the page and Monica got casted.
Yeah, and also, why are you still doing Heather's hair?
Do we think she still is?
Well, I mean, at that time, Heather was like, oh, I talked to her and I called her and she confessed to me. So it's like she has not once said, and I'm done with her. She hasn't said anything about it.
Well, and then you're sharing these voice memos that Monica like confided in Tanisha. Like, don't you see what Tanisha is doing to Monica is the same thing she did because she was part of Reality Von Teese. I don't get it.
Yeah, no. Agreed.
It's like literally a blueprint of what they did to Jen. Tanisha is doing to Heather or doing to Monica. And you are promoting it by releasing all the drama.
No, I agree.
They ask how Monica got casted. She said she sent an email about how poor ratings and poor casting. That is not what the email said, clearly.
It did not.
That was weird. Is she just like casually lying to our faces?
Yeah. But I like that she had at least admitted. I wrote in and asked like everybody else. I submitted like everybody else. And they were like, we didn't have to. And she's like, but I did. And I told them.
Note to self, me emailing all the casting directors right away.
Right.
Lisa and Whitney get into it about the feelings and the death of Shari. And what I thought was great is that Monica literally didn't say a word, just sat back and giggled. And like, here, go for it. Like, don't involve me.
Mm-hmm. She should have done. Let them destroy each other.
Here's the problem with Lisa. Is she can't ever take accountability and go, oh, I'm so sorry. Let's move on. I have to defend myself. I don't get to defend myself. I have to defend, like, you don't always have to defend yourself. Sometimes you can be like, hey, that wasn't great. Let me take it on the chin and move on.
Absolutely. I agree.
I don't get it. No, I went from loving her to like, I can't even stand the sound of her voice now.
Yeah. No, I agree. I felt the same way. It was disappointing. So it's like, I was like Lisa, and now I'm just annoyed by it all.
Yeah. They get into Angie and Monica get into it. Monica calls her a bench warming bitch, which might be one of my favorite digs from the episode.
I mean, she couldn't dispute it.
No,
she just
she's like, I wasn't involved. She's like, you weren't involved in any of this season. What are you talking about, bench warming bitch?
Yeah, no, she didn't. She just was like, all right, well, I'll take that.
So Angie said there was no rumors until this rat came about, calling Monica the rat. She said there was rumor. I guess there was no rumors about them about him now, but there was 17 years ago. Was that what she? But those rumors weren't on Reality Von Teese. I'm so confused.
Yeah, I don't know.
So do like Monica,
the rumors wouldn't be on there because the page's whole purpose was to take down Jen, and then just some of the things ended up to intertwine.
But what rumors did Meredith have? The rumors and the nastiness.
She wasn't sharing them.
Well, she goes, I said, I didn't say the rumors. Okay, Meredith, keep dangling the semantics in front of us. Like, I didn't say her marriage. I said her husband. Well, guess what? 50% of her marriage is her husband.
Correct. What else did you think?
But that was in Palm Springs before. Oh, I guess that all happened on the plane ride home, though. I don't know. I need a timeline. Can I get a timeline?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Meredith says, you called me a trampoline with eyes. And Angie said, that was a compliment.
Oh, painful.
It's like when Heather Dubrow, what did she say to Emily?
Oh, snuffleupagus.
Yes, it was a compliment. Like, no. Well, she was like, oh, trampolines are nice and tight like your skin. I was like, Angie, ma'am.
No.
She's like a mini Lisa Barlow.
Yeah, that is not what you meant.
Also, trampoline with eyes isn't even like, it's not a dig or a compliment. Like, I'm not offended by it because it doesn't make any sense.
No. I would just be like, okay, whatever, that's dumb.
I'd be like, what was that?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know. I hope we get into more of a reunion. There's some clips floating about of Mary showing up. Thank God to save these bitches because they're going to need it.
Yeah.
This was an interesting first iteration or first part of the reunion.
It was kind of anticlimactic for me because it's like we waited and waited and waited so much to get there. And then we got there and it was just like, ooh, okay. All right. Well, all right. Like, it was good, but it wasn't what I was expecting it to be.
Yeah, the editing felt off to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anything else on SLC? It's going to be a three-part reunion.
No, I'm ready. I just hope it gets better and better.
Yeah, I don't know. The Uncensored on Peacock, I don't know if that's going to help it at all, but... so we will cover, if Beverly Hills has anything groundbreaking, we'll cover Beverly Hills next week in all the shows. We've got Vanderpump Rules coming in 3 weeks, which is crazy to think about. We haven't heard anything out of Jersey or Dubai, but those have to be on the horizon. There's some rumblings around Jersey, maybe about a cash shakeup. We'll see there. Traders is back on Friday, the 12th. So this week, I'll be watching that. I don't know if I'll watch it. You know me, I might have to binge it. But yeah, let us know what you're watching. Like us, rate us, follow us as always. On our early episode, we never do this on a Wednesday, but here we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, everybody. There's just a little conflict, but next week we will be back in our normal day and our normal time. And who knows? I may have something new to say. I may have a surprise. Who knows?
Okay. You're going to think about this all week, huh?
I am. I'm going to be ready.
You're so funny. That's all I got. That's a wrap on 168.
Yes. Next week we have a lot. I mean, there's a lot coming up in the next few weeks, guys. Like, be prepared. Take the time you need, because if you're like us, I know I have SVUs coming back next week.
Girl, you're going to go into hibernation when your SVU comes back.
I have a lot. I'm ready. I'm waiting. Vanderpump Rules is coming. Like, there's a lot. So let's take this time, everybody.
Right.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay.
Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy. Thank you so much for listening again. And we look forward to seeing you here next week.
Bye.
Bye.